Tunnicliffe, and well intercepted, and it's a chance here, a long searching ball for Gooden. He's got a player with him, he's got Jamie Rother in the centre, he's played it back, takes the shot, so it's just deflected wide, and that's the biggest chance of the game we've had so far.
It is the biggest chance of the game. Fantastic work again from Gooden, who you've got to say is head and shoulders the best player on this pitch, certainly the most dangerous, getting in behind.
In swinger on the right foot from Kennedy. It's in! And Ramsbottom take the lead! It's Kieran Longston! And Ramsbottom lead at AFC Fylde! Unbelievable! And from the corner, unmarked in the penalty area, Kieran Longston with the goal. Not a chance for the goalkeeper. AFC Fylde 0, Ramsbottom United 1.
What a fantastic goal, and you can hear the fans on that far side absolutely delighted. Look, they've been worth this, Ramsbottom. They've been the better side. Gooden on this side, Evangelinos on the other. They're a threat, and it came from a set piece. We were bemoaning their lack of clinical nature at the set piece, but certainly that was a fantastic ball in and well taken. A free header running onto it, and like you say, the keeper had no chance. 1-0 Ramsbottom. Like I keep saying, Ramsbottom look the better team in every single asset so far.
They certainly do. And a nice ball into the middle here. And Danny Rose one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Danny Rose! Dinks the goalkeeper! And Ramsbottom concede, and Fylde are back in the game on level terms, 35 minutes in. Unbelievable goal there, well taken by Danny Rowe. It's the first time he's got onside, the first time shot, takes the goal nicely. AFC Fylde 1, Ramsbottom United 1.
Fabulous finish, and right on cue, as I'm saying that Fylde need to show their quality. That's exactly what they've done. The big man up front just peels off, gets himself in behind, and to the onrushing goalkeeper, just dinks it overhead. A fine finish, and well deserving the goal.
Hardy searching into the middle, and it's played against the Ramsbottom defender, and it's going to go for a corner. So the first time Fylde have a corner, and a big chance here as the two centre backs go up. It's taken quickly, not many in the area. Swung into the far post. Is it going to find a Fylde foot? It is! And AFC Fylde will go ahead for the first time in this game. And a well worked corner there. Jordan Tunnicliffe on 44 minutes, and AFC Fylde are ahead for the first time in this fixture. It's their turn to come from behind.
Yeah, an easy finish there from Tunnicliffe. As we said, they sent the big man up from centre-half, and he found himself in the right position, unmarked again, to just poke it in with the end of his boot. And it's 2-1. As you said, it's not got to half-time at 1-1, as we feared. But what a fantastic ball from Tazdemir from the short corner.
Tazdemir gets a nice long throw, takes it into the corner flag. Who's he got for support with him? He cuts it back to Birch. Birch plays it back into the middle this time. And now playing through once again, Tazdemir. He's on the end of it! It's three! And Serhat Tazdemir, he's been threatening since we came back. And it's 3-1. And from nowhere, AFC Fylde really asserting the dominance on this game. Only 5 minutes in to this second half, and Serhat Tazdemir has his first goal of the evening. And I wonder, is that going to be the thing that takes the sting out of the Taylor Ramsbottom?
You'd have to think so. They've got it all to do now, haven't they? They've got a draw and everything they've got. But what a quality finish there from Tazdemir. We've already waxed lyrical about his assist for the second goal. You can just tell he's the sort of player, you afford him any space whatsoever, he may well punish you. And that's exactly what happened. He just found a bit of room there between Kennedy and Ellison in the Ramsbottom defence. And 3-1. And it's, as we say, it's all to do now for Ramsbottom.
Well, Fylde quite happy to sit with the ball back in their own penalty area. They clear it away now. Ooh, big powerful tackle there. Absolutely fine. Ball clash, no clash of skin there. We're about to see two subs for Fylde just to close this game out. But a chance for a counter-attack, and Tazdemir's on the end of it. Or is he? No, he's not. Oh, what a goal for Danny Rowe!
Danny Rowe takes it on the volley. Sits up for him. Fires it past. And it's AMC Fylde 4, Ramsbottom 1. That is the mark of a quality centre forward. We've described him as a big man. He's a big unit. He's 6 foot plus. Big chest on him. Big, powerful boy. But my word, when he gets the ball at his feet and he gets a chance, he's taken them both beautifully. Two very different goals. The first one in behind and a little dink over the oncoming goalkeeper, and that one just dropping over his shoulder. He takes a touch off his chest, lets it bounce and smashes it into the back of the net, and it will be his last work of this match, and is well worth the round of applause that he's getting.
We're almost at the end of regulation time now, or added time I should say, and that's it, time, and it's finished here. AFC Fylde 4, Ramsbottom United 1. Ramsbottom unbelievably went ahead in the 26th minute, but then Fylde hit back with four unanswered goals from Danny Rowe, Sherhat Tadsamir, Danny Rowe again, and Jordan Tunnicliffe this evening. Ramsbottom will go away with their heads held high. They gave it their all. They went 180 minutes with a team three divisions above them in the league system. Final score here, AFC Fylde 4, Ramsbottom United 1.